Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Welcome to the last episode of Series 2 of All Rather Mysterious. It's a very sad occasion. I know you'll miss us all as much as we'll miss you, in which case, not at all. The podcast that aims... That's just me being bitchy for no reason. I love everybody.
That's your persona, isn't it?
I'm working on it.
Yeah.
I was a feminist for the first part of Series 2.
That's right. I remember that fondly.
What are you now?
I still am a feminist.
Sure, but a bitchy one.
Yeah.
Right.
Like women, right?
Hey.
I like women,
yeah. I defend... Eleanor's dying because she was trying to make stupid noises and then sucked water off her nose.
To.
You were. She, all the way through this episode, she's been making weird noises.
Yeah, it's strange.
Come on, then, do the intro. Yeah,
the podcast that Yada Mysteries unlocks the keys of past with the facts of sense.
Sense.
That'll do.
My name is John Rain.
My name is David Reed.
My name is Ellen Morton.
We're really rushing through this because David's got to get to a premiere. Please join us as we present to you...
A film premiere, not a premiere in.
Yeah, a film premiere.
I've not got a date with Lenny.
Lift the veil and to make this time specific, he's going to the Star Wars Rise of the Skywalker premiere.
Yeah, Rise of the Skywalker.
Yeah. Although, you stop jumping around, for God's sake. I know you're excited.
Did you really
live
for today?
Join us as we, to present to you mysteries that have baffled the world and puzzled the minds of the very best. Today, we bring you closure. And today, we are doing the Elian Moore mystery.
Elian Moore.
What?
Eileen Moore.
What?
It's called Eileen Moore.
Eileen Moore.
Eileen Moore.
Why do you claim authority on this? Is it Scottish?
Yeah.
Is that why you laughed in that ha 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 you Sassenach way?
Do you know what it means? It's very inventive.
I know. It means big island.
It means big island.
I like big islands.
What?
Islands got back.
What's happening?
We're talking about the Eileen Moore mystery.
Right, okay.
Right, the Eileen Moore mystery. The time is the 26th of December, 1900.
What's the year?
1900.
See, this is confusing, this bit.
Okay, now, listen.
Yeah.
I want you to both make eerie noises like it's like windy. That's it. Yeah. No, not like that. No. Don't you start.
Where did it come from?
Right, a small ship makes its way to the Flannan Islands in the remote Outer Hebrides.
I'm really working really hard.
She's, sorry, okay.
You get the gold star for this
episode.
He was being a fool.
I'll do it properly.
Its destination was the lighthouse at Eileen Moor, a remote island which, apart from its three lighthouse keepers, was completely uninhabited. Captain James Harvey was in charge of the ship, which was also carrying Joseph Moore, a replacement lighthouse keeper. And as the ship reached the landing platform, Harvey was surprised not to see anyone waiting for them upon their arrival. He blew his horn.
All right.
Good trick if you can do it.
Yeah.
And sent up a warning flare, not trousers, to attract attention. There was no response.
Oh, no.
So Moore rowed ashore and went up the steep stairs. You can imagine how steep they are.
Yes.
Being an island that led to lighthouse, he suffered an overwhelming sense of foreboding.
Ooh.
On his long walk up the cliff. So he's obviously prone to drama.
Yeah.
Once at the lighthouse, Moore noticed something was immediately wrong. The door to the lighthouse was unlocked. Two of the three oilskin coats were missing, and their Nintendo 64 was still on. That bit's a lie.
Oh.
Sorry,
it
everyone.
It was off.
I thought it was funny. In the kitchen, he found half-eaten food and an overturned chair, almost as if someone had jumped from the seat in a hurry. The kitchen clock had also stopped. Although later it turned out that that's a lie about the chair and the food, but never mind. Moore continued to search the rest of the lighthouse, but found no sign of the keepers. He ran back to the ship to inform Captain Harvey, who subsequently ordered a search of the islands for the missing men. No one was ever found. See, it's scary. A few days later, after an investigation of the lighthouse, they found the lighthouse log. It's a book, by the way. It's not a bit of wood.
A Yule log.
A lovely chocolate Yule log from Marks and Spencer's. Quite nice for this time of year.
Yeah.
A few days.
You just put it up like that, though.
Yeah.
That's why it's a lighthouse one.
Oh, that's a nice image. You could put a little fire on the top.
Yeah.
The last
put
few days.
Light on top.
You could.
Sorry.
That's all right. It's all right. The last few days of entries.
I'm just trying to have fun.
You're trying to have fun.
We're not here to have fun.
No, sorry.
You're supposed to be.
Doer. I'll be doer.
Professional.
Doer and damp, like a lighthouse keeper.
Keep going with the mystery.
The last few days of entries were unusual. On the 12th of December, Thomas Marshall, the second assistant, wrote of severe winds, the likes of which I have never seen in 20 years. Yes, thank you. He also noticed that James Duca, the principal keeper, had been very quiet.
What, like shy?
Shy. Be very quiet. And the third assistant, William MacArthur, had been crying.
Oh, no.
See, I think...
I mean, this is just being a lighthouse keeper, isn't it?
Men have feelings. Men are allowed to cry.
Not in those days, they didn't.
No.
It's just women that had feelings.
This is almost exactly 119
years ago. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
119 years ago.
Yeah. What is strange about the final remark is that William MacArthur was a seasoned mariner and was known on the Scottish mainland as a tough brawler. What would he be crying about in a storm?
Well, all mariners are seasoned, really, because of the salty wind.
Scottish men don't cry.
Scottish men especially don't cry.
At least that's what my dad
I'm told half me. Scottish, so I only cry out of one eye.
One eye. I've got no Scottish in me.
Would you like
to? I was hoping you'd say that. Where was I? So log entries on the 13th of December stated that the storm was still raging, and that all three men had been praying. But why would the three experienced lighthouse keepers, safely situated on a brand new lighthouse that was 150 feet above sea level, be praying for a storm to stop? They would have been perfectly safe.
Yep.
How do we know they were praying?
It's in the log.
They write that they were praying in the log.
Yeah.
It's like a diary.
Yeah. It's like Adrian Mole.
Dear diary.
I just prayed a bit.
I just prayed a bit. One of us was crying.
I still haven't been able to grow a beard.
Yeah.
Aww.
Even more peculiar is that there were no reported storms in the area on the 12th, 13th or 14th of December. In fact, the weather was calm and the storms that were to batter the island didn't hit until the 17th. The final log entry was made on the 15th of December, and it simply read, storm ended, sea calm.
It was simply read.
He was trying to do dramatic.
I was trying to be dramatic.
Sorry,
there.
You stomped
all over my audition here.
Sorry, do it again.
In your own time, please.
Yeah, in your own time.
And
you're doing really well.
Thank you, thanks.
Profiles.
Storm ended, sea calm, God is over all.
God is over all.
Yeah, I don't mean his pair of overalls.
God's overalls.
That's great, John. Thank you so much. We will be in touch.
Thanks.
We'll be in touch.
You'll let me know today, yeah?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Probably, yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll have to see a lot of people for dour Scottish lighthouse.
I don't think I want to be an actor anymore. After reading the logs, investigators turned to the remaining oil-skinned coat that had been left in the entrance hall. Why, in the bitter cold winter, had one of the lighthouse keepers ventured out without his coat? Also, why had all three lighthouse staff left their posts at the same time, when rules and regulations strictly forbid it?
I'm glad we came back to the oil skin coat, because that is the thorn in my brain of the thing that Jonathan Creek simply won't let go of.
Well,
it's been going around my brain all day.
It makes sense to me, because if you don't put your coat out on when you go out in the storm, you won't feel the benefit when you come back and put your coat on.
You put your coat on when you get back inside.
That's not how it works.
That's not how it works
at all. My mum always said, don't wear your coat outside, because when you come in and put your coat on, you won't feel... Is that not...
No, that's wrong. Your mum's wrong.
I think your mum is a crazy person.
Yeah.
Because the scenario that it immediately conjures for me of one coat, two coats missing, one coat there, is somebody has lost their mind in the having to be a lighthouse keeper and run off down the stairs like a loon, and the other two people who are sensible have put their coats on to go get him, and they've all come a cropper.
There's more to the story.
Oh!
All right. Have I solved it, though?
No. Maybe. Further clues were found down by the landing platform. Ropes strewn all over the rocks. Ropes which were usually held in a brown crate 70 feet above the platform on a supply crane. Perhaps the crate had been dislodged and knocked down, and the lighthouse keepers were attempting to retrieve them when an unexpected wave came and washed them out to sea. This was the first and most likely theory, and as such, investigators included it in the official report. But this explanation left some people in the Northern Lighthouse Board unconvinced. Why had none of the bodies washed ashore? Why had one of the lighthouse keepers gone without his coat, especially in December in the Outer Hebrides?
This is my point.
Why had three experienced lighthouse keepers been taken unaware by a wave?
Yep.
Also, the sea should have been calm. There were no storms reported at that time. The lighthouse could be seen by the, from the nearby Isle of Lewis, and any bad weather would have obscured it.
I love Lewis as well.
I was going to say that.
Over the following decade, subsequent lighthouse keepers at Eileen Moore have reported strange voices in the wind, calling out the names of the three dead men. More than 10 years later, the events were still being commemorated.
Where's my coat?
I'm freezing.
That's cold.
Wilfred William Gibson, or Wilson Gibson, sorry, wrote a poem called Flannan Isle. And he went like this. Yet as we crowded through door, we only saw a table spread. I won't do the accent. For dinner, meat and cheese and bread, but all untouched and no one there, as though they sat down to eat. Ere could have even taste, alarm had come and they in haste had risen and left the bread and meat, for at the table head a chair lay tumbled on the floor. However, in a first-hand account made by Moore, he stated that the kitchen utensils were all clean, which is a sign that they must have had dinner before they left. Theories.
Yes.
Foreign invaders came and captured the men.
Clearly. I mean, all of the evidence points to foreign invaders.
I was going to say that.
Probably anally probing them for scientific experiments.
As they went.
Yep.
On the go.
Alien abductions.
They probed one man's coat clean off.
Clean off. Alien abductions, which probably would involve anal probing for scientific purposes.
Gotta do yes. It.
Sea creatures took them.
Giant squid.
Yeah.
Giant squid. Squid.
My friends, let me take you back to London, 1888.
Have we time?
No. And the one that people think is most likely that they were swept away by giant waves, but no bodies were ever found.
And no clothes or any other...
Nope.
Nothing.
Not a spot of evidence.
Are bodies more often found than not? Because the waves all come towards the land, don't they?
They do. Someone's seen the sea before.
But my friend, this is Scotland, and as Eleanor will tell you, things don't work like that up there.
None of your Ponzi English.
That's right.
Shore waves.
It's harsh waves up there.
Yeah.
Cold
have you
waves.
Seen Scottish people?
Yes.
When they're in bad moods.
Yes.
Imagine waves.
Half of my family are badly mooded Scottish people.
Always in a bad mood.
Mm.
Yeah. And I lived there for 5 years.
Yes, of course.
My dad sometimes lives in our lighthouse.
Sometimes?
Does he?
Yeah, every year there's an island out in the Forth called the Isle of May that they go and do research.
Is that when he's not blowing up birds?
No, this time he's catching them.
They're not manned, though, are they? It's just for holidays these days. They're all automated.
Yeah,
I think the last British lighthouse stopped in 97.
Yeah, they just live in there to record the birds. They don't do any lighthouse work.
Right.
To record their noise or to record their numbers?
They put up a big... during migration season, they put up a big net, and then all the birds fly into the net because they're idiots, and then they record what kind of birds they've seen in that area. And
stupid ones.
Yeah.
They only record the stupid ones, though, don't they?
And
they won't catch all the clever birds.
And that's how he got fired.
Oh. Really?
No.
But
anyway, he says it's very cold and lonely.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
it's famously so, isn't it? Like, being a lighthouse keeper is lonely and awful.
I saw a documentary about it with the Goodies.
Right.
Yeah, they were very... They got very
How
upset.
Did you all fit on one sofa?
I had Bill on my lap.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I think it was very disconcerting to live in a building where your living room was on top of your kitchen.
I think as well, where every room is round.
Mm.
And so...
Freaks you out.
Can't, where do you put your furniture?
Yeah.
You can't have a nice telly in the corner.
No, where do you put a chest of drawers in a round room?
Yeah.
In the middle.
It's a lot of space gets cut off, you know? It's
yeah, not yeah. Very and also stairs. If you have to go around circular stairs, and they're tricky.
You'd always be accidentally pushing your keys behind the chest of drawers because there's a semicircular gap.
For the winds they do blow and the seas they do roar. When you start gone, a life has 10 miles from the shore. But you've heard of the Jolly Rock, of that I am sure. Go there and your loved ones will see you no more.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Oh, don't go to the Jolly Rock, whatever you do. I wouldn't go near it if I was you. So away from the Jolly Rock, I advise you to race. It's utterly appalling and not at all neat.
I'd hate to live in a lighthouse, particularly in a stormy lighthouse like that in the middle of nowhere.
Well, this brings us to the storm. Yes. Do we believe there was a storm or there wasn't a storm?
I don't know.
Sounds like if there was a storm, they sound like they are the sort of people who would have known about it. But then it also says there wasn't one.
There's also local legend of Eileen Moore.
Oh, yes.
That it's populated by evil little people.
Evil little people.
And giant birds.
Really?
Do the little people ride the giant
that
birds?
Cool.
Maybe they do. Maybe it's like Avatar.
Yeah.
But Scottish. MacAvatar.
That's it. That's what makes it.
That is. It means son of Avatar.
Yeah, it's like they're like the people in Avatar, but they've got kilts.
Yeah,
But they've got red hair and blue skin.
Is that a true myth then?
That is a true ancient myth that's about cool. Eileen Moore. Yeah, I looked it up this morning on this thing called the internet.
Great. It doesn't ring a bell.
It's like a library, but if someone goes in the library and changes all the books with their own words,
boring.
Just writes their own facts in them.
But they wrote in their log there was a storm. So I have no reason to suspect there was no storm.
Maybe they meant Sue Storm from the Fantastic Four.
Sue Storm arrived.
Maybe they'd all gone mad confused from all the meth fumes in the lighthouse.
Well, I mean, there could be something in that.
I think the coat does point towards one of them not being on their best.
Could have been the one who was crying, you see.
Right.
Yeah.
That clearly suffering from some sort of mental illness.
PTSD.
Yeah, breakdown. Post-traumatic stress.
Pre-traumatic
stress. Pre-traumatic
stress
disorder.
Sorry,
you know something's going to happen.
Yeah. He's like that film Final Destination.
He is like that film.
Yeah. He saw that they're all going to die in the lighthouse.
Right.
Ran out, and then it happened.
Yeah, wow. And so what happened to the other two? I mean,
well, because it's Final Destination, it had to be really elaborate. Like they fell over, but it looked like they were going to fall on a spike, but then a shark went up their bum or something.
That's all of them, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the fifth film, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
The 3D one.
Yeah. What, John, do you have any theories yourself?
I think they were taken by aliens.
Okay. Mm. What makes you think that?
Because they disappeared.
Right. That does make sense.
I think an alien came to see them, like in the Christa Berg song. You know, a spaceship came to see me, whatever it's called.
Is that Christa Berg or is that Seal?
That sounds like I was going to sing Kiss from a Rose. Yeah. But
it's more likely a seal came to see them.
You're very good
right,
today.
Right, so Seal turns up.
Yeah.
Is Heidi Klum with him? Or
he said, we're never going to survive unless we get a little crazy. And that man started crying.
He gets crazy.
Where's Adamski? I was hoping he'd turn up.
What's the rope in a box?
It sounded like there was some sort of crane or something, and it was broken.
I think that it doesn't sound like they're all at their best.
Because that's where the UFO landed and broke it.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Because aliens don't get rope.
No.
That's a famous they use lasers. Alien law.
They aliens just don't like, get rope.
So get a rope out. They're like, what's that? Ugh, I don't like it.
They landed, said, take me to your dealer.
As they do.
And
you know about drugs. I do.
Why do you keep talking about drugs?
I think if they're not having the best time, they may not have tidied up after themselves. I think you can dismiss the ropey crate as just things are not happy on the lighthouse. And then that night, one of them goes, I've had enough of these four walls, or this one wall.
This one continuous wall. I tell you.
And runs out into the storm. And the other two go, we should get him back. He's going to slip and bang his head or something, isn't he? And then aliens take them.
Or they all fall over a cliff.
Or there was some sort of love triangle going on.
Ooh.
Because God is over all.
Yeah.
Might mean like a love. We're all in love with each other.
Yeah, God is love, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why would they go missing if they're in love with each other?
Well, one of them might have had a row.
Well, a love triangle isn't strictly all three are in love with each other. It's that
that's what I mean.
Two are in love with one.
This is what I mean.
The crying one has been
jilted.
Rejected.
If they're in a lighthouse, it's more like a love circle, surely.
Well, the lighthouse is, of course, a giant phallus. So it only follows.
Yeah. A love circle inside a phallus.
Yeah, it only follows that. Within it, you'll find love.
Okay, I've got my idea.
Go on.
So they're all in love with each other.
It's not drugs, is it?
No.
Good.
Yeah.
They're in a polyamorous relationship.
Right.
And they're like, Britain will never accept this. This Victorian Britain will never accept this. So they all get in a rowing boat and they row to New York, where they live out their days having a gay old time, literally.
Is New York a gay town?
Wasn't it France around that time?
I don't know. Wherever they were.
I mean, San Francisco. Famously.
When did Queen Victoria die?
1901.
So they might have found out she was ill and panicked.
Yes.
Well, I thought we're going to get away
from it. Oh,
no. We're not Victorians anymore. What are we going
to
do?
Guys, we should go on a road trip to see her.
Road trip.
With Seal.
Yeah. Seal's arrived. Yeah. I've got a boat. Let's go. We've never met her. She's going to die. She's been our queen for longer than I can remember.
What about the guys who are coming to relieve us tomorrow?
Oh, they'll be here tomorrow. The lighthouse will be fine for one night.
Should we leave a note?
No. They wouldn't understand if we said we've gone on a road trip from a lighthouse to go see the dying queen.
I've got it. I've put storm ended, sea calm, God is over all. That'll do, won't it?
That'll do.
Yeah, they'll know what that means.
Yeah.
Great.
God is over all. Yeah.
So they've gone on the road trip
overall
to see Queen Victoria.
Yeah, audience. And it turns out you can't go on a road trip in a boat.
No,
that's a row trip.
Well, she had a house on the Isle of Wight. Maybe they rode to the Isle of Wight.
Yes, same did difference, isn't it?
Yeah.
She did.
It's quite far away.
She loved Brighton.
It's
on the sea. Look, how wrong can we go?
Yeah, you just row until you see it.
Yeah.
I've been on the sea.
Just keep turning right. Right?
Yeah.
Which side were they on?
On the left-hand side.
The left-hand side.
I've got it. I've got it. It's the Lord of the Rings thing. They're going to go on a road trip, but they use the giant bird, the eagles,
yes,
to take them, but it takes them to Mordor instead.
Oh, no.
they get enslaved by orcs.
Oh, that's a sad ending.
Yeah. It is a sad ending.
We've done two in a row that have been
orcs.
People disappearing at sea.
We have,
yeah, yeah.
Sea's creepy, isn't it?
The sea is very creepy. Victorian sea is very creepy.
Victorian sea.
Because it contained beasts.
Do you think maybe they met up with the crew of the Mary Celeste?
I reckon they... Oh, man.
Nice. In sea heaven. Are you saying people who die at sea have a separate heaven to people who die
at
the land?
Yes, and they should.
They do at the end of Titanic, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah, Rose dies, she goes to sea heaven.
Does she?
In the Titanic, she has a dream about...
It's not a dream, it's what happens. She dies.
At the end, she dies.
Or, does she?
Well, you could interpret it.
I don't remember
either
her dying. I
as
remember
an old lady.
Her throwing some jewellery into the sea, so she's clearly lost her marbles. But
and then
she lost her jewellery.
Interpretation could be that she's dead and she's going to heaven, in which case she meets everyone on the Titanic again. Or she's having a nice dream about everyone on the Titanic.
No, it's the former. She dies and goes to see heaven and sees Jack again and everyone on the Titanic.
Right, and is Billy Zane there?
Billy
don't
Zane.
Think so.
No,
he's gone to see hell.
No, because that's not where he died.
He shot people as well, didn't he?
He killed himself during the Great Depression.
He did. He got ashore.
He didn't die on the boat.
So he didn't die on the boat, so he wouldn't be in sea heaven anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, I think Eileen Moore, people met up with Mary Celeste people, Marie Celeste.
Mary.
Mary. And went to see heaven with the Titanic lads.
Great.
Who hadn't got there yet because it was 12 years after this.
By the time.
Yeah, but there is no time in Sea Heaven.
That's true.
What do you think you do in Sea Heaven?
I think you have coconut brass.
You play...
You play Skittles on deck.
Yeah. What's that thing where you... Shuffleboard. Play shuffleboard.
And that one we won the gold medal for where you sweep a...
Curling.
Curling,
My Scottish grandfather had some curling stones in the fireplace. Proper granite ones.
You know.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's like, I hate curling. I'm going to burn these stones.
It's very hard to burn curling stones.
So
I hate curling.
There we go. So they went
Why?
On.
Why?
Because it's so boring.
It is really boring, isn't it? The only reason we were supposed to like it is because we were quite good at it for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's slidey ball.
Yeah.
It is.
We won a gold medal for that. Oh, that must be really good. No.
Curling lost me with the sweeping. It's cheating, isn't it? It's just cheating. You don't get to follow your ball or your tempin bowling by blowing on it, do you?
Superman did.
You should, though.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
But he's not a professional.
No. He made all the Skittles explode.
He did.
He's a big old cheat.
Yeah.
In his defence, he sneezed. He didn't do it on purpose.
Oh yeah, that's fair.
But it impressed Ricky's friends. Let's talk about Superman 3.
That's what's important. No.
No.
No, that is not a mystery.
It is. How it got made. So we think they went on a road trip.
They went on a road trip to see Queen Victoria before she died. And they all ended up in Sea Heaven.
Lovely.
I think that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Again, if you're writing a book right now about Eileen Moore, just bin it.
No point.
Don't bother.
Yeah, we've topped it.
Sorted.
Topped it.
There can be no one in any doubt that we've solved that. And thank you very much for listening to this second series. I'm hoping, fingers crossed, we'll get a third.
Hopefully, we're talking to the commissioners next week.
If you want one, tweet that you want one.
Tweet that you want at Arm3. Say, I want my Arm3.
I want Arm3. I want a third arm.
I want my Arm3. Money. Oh, sorry.
And then send us some money, yeah.
Send us some money. Yeah, we could set up. No, don't do that.
No. Send me some money.
Send Eleanor some money. She's always after money. She's a comedian.
I need some money.
I'm fine for money, thanks.
Yeah, he's all right. I could do with some, but don't worry about me. I'm not that kind of person to ask. We'll work on some new characters for Series 3.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Cool. I'd like to work a limp into my voice,
yeah,
if that's possible.
I think you have. It is quite limp.
It's quite limpy.
Eleanor, have you got any ideas for Series 3?
No, but I'm going to try and do more mysteries that involve giant squid.
I think you should.
Yeah.
And I'm going to work on my feminism.
I'm going to do fewer wet mysteries, I think.
I'm going to do this less.
Yeah, don't. Please don't do
that. Should we end on 5 minutes of that?
No.
Just to get people off to sleep.
What's that thing called where people listen to
ASMR.
Noises?
Hello.
ASMR. Yeah.
ASMR.
Hello,
you're listening to ASMR.
Don't people find that like erotic or something?
I don't know if it's erotic.
It makes their ears tingle or something.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I'm not a fan of this.
He really is.
No.
Do you not like it?
Not really.
We'll just watch the Cats trailer again instead.
Should we watch the Cats trailer?
That'll be less
uncomfortable. That's a fucking mystery, that is. Yep. That's the biggest fucking mystery.
Big mystery.
Yes, thank you very much and we'll see you later. Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
I want to marry a lighthouse keeper and live by the side of the sea. I'll polish his lamp by the light of day so ships at night can find their way. I want to marry a lighthouse keeper, won't that be okay? We'll take walks along the moonlit bay, maybe find a treasure too. I'd love living in a lighthouse. How about you? I dream of living in a lighthouse, baby, every single day. I dream of living in a lighthouse, so I won't buy
GreatBigOwl.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget?
Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.